Take your Bibles, if you would, Luke chapter 14, and I have a few things I want to discuss with you, and I'm going to try to go over those things and then maybe dive into Luke 14, and I want to do them in a hurry. Guys, if you'll run the screen down tonight so that we can have a Bible study to follow it, I want to just kind of go over some things with you. Right there beside you, there's some handouts. You guys split those up. I need enough guys that we got seating in here. Get those out to everybody that's in here, all right? Split them up between yourself. And then a couple more guys grab those Bible bucks and give everybody one, all right? We printed money this week. I don't know if there's enough for everybody, so one per family. It's just a dollar. It's a Bible buck. It's not counterfeit money. We did not put dead presidents on the front of it. And we just put a Bible in the center, all right? And so we'll talk about some of these things. And you're throwing money on the ground over here. That's all right. Luke chapter 14, all right? And the screen is down. Go ahead and put it up, guys, what's there. This flyer that they're handing out has all the different weeks on it. There's a Roundup Sunday letter that's going out to many of you and to some others. And it'll have some of the same information, but for our Sunday school teachers and workers and those of you here that want to be informed on Wednesday night, we wanted to make sure that we gave you guys some of the things that we have. So what you have in your hand, which will be getting in your hand, is what's on the overhead, and it goes through each week. Let me explain it this way, and so that I can go through this quickly and then get into the Bible tonight. What we want to do is over these next several campaign weeks, and five, starting and kicking off with Roundup Sunday. We're having a fall campaign, and it's mainly, again, this is an invitational campaign for our people to be able to give out invitations to people. So this is something that is a thing that we want you to invite people each week, and we're going to kind of talk about this. And if you can look at it, you can see Roundup Sunday is going to be our normal Roundup Sunday with these five Sundays that are going to follow it. But Roundup Sunday is something that we've always done. It's something that, again, the guys and the idea is you look around and people that were here last year that aren't here this year, we want to round all our people up, all right? And so if we're going to go, it's not that you can't bring a brand new person. I guarantee you, I will not, Pastor won't. None of the ushers will stop you from bringing a first-time visitor on Sunday, Roundup Sunday, okay? All right? But the goal of Roundup Sunday is to try to go after the people that maybe strayed away, that kind of got out of the fold, kind of got out on the edges. And so we've always done that. It's a Western theme. You can wear your Western garb and your cowboy hat. And we're going to have some Western legends, I heard, coming. And we're going to enjoy ourselves. Amen. We always do. The sheriff will be here. And we're going to get some pictures with him. Thank the Lord with all those things. So we're going to have a great day like we always have. But we have invitations. And you guys have that up. Go ahead and flip to the next one. So we have these invitations, which will be, there'll be some of these. We want everybody to get a bulletin each week. If you can, we'll print a few more. If you're not in the habit of picking up the bulletin, we want you to get in the habit, to keep in touch of what's going on, who we've had, visitor-wise and things. And then in here, we have this Roundup Sunday, and then flip it over to the back. Is that on there as well, guys? Okay. Here we go. And so it's a welcome card is what it is. And so when you pass this out, it's at the bottom, if you look at it, most of the days are going to be like this invitation may be redeemed at the gift table. So if you bring a visitor, you invite them, they bring this card with them. Invite them to bring this card back. And back here on the left side of the back of the auditorium will be a gift table through all of these Sundays. And you and your visitor can go back to the table, turn the card in, and redeem it for a book, a gift, and different things from the table. We're going to have music CDs, good music CDs, all right? And we're going to have a lot of good stuff back there to. We want to encourage you and your visitor to be here to have those things. We have some more things going on, and we'll kind of go through each week, but this is kind of what the campaign is about. And each week has some kind of, we've kind of tried to stay in the Western arena. We're going to leave the Western garb up in the auditorium throughout this campaign and encourage people to be here. There's a lot of people, and I've had some, and you may be this way. We are unashamedly dress up when we come to church. We put on our Sunday best, but again, when we have Roundup Sunday, sometimes there are people that'll come because they feel like it's a dress down day. They don't feel so out of place. And so we want to kind of have that Western feel, because there's going to be people you invite, and they'll feel when you have your cowboy hat and maybe on Sunday morning in that area, we want them to get here. Most of those people don't understand why we dress up. They don't know the Jesus that we love and we dress up for. And they need to know him before they can know why people dress up when they go to church. In fact, we live in a day and age where most people don't even own dress clothes. If you've ever been in a funeral here lately, sometimes the best people have is a collared shirt, and they'll come show up at a funeral in a collared shirt and a pair of khakis, and they feel like they're dressed up in the day and age that we live. And so again, we want to make invitations. We want to invite people to come to church. We want them to feel comfortable when they come in. We're going to preach the gospel at them every week, amen? And we're going to ask them to come down the aisle. We want you to invite them to sit with you. All right, if you're somebody, and this is something that's encouraging to me, if you're a Sunday school teacher or a junior church teacher and you have an invite, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and maybe you don't sit in the auditorium on Sunday morning. I did that for decades, okay? But you know people that sit in the auditorium. So take time when you make an invitation, if you're not going to be in the auditorium, to say, hey, this is my friend, Joe. Joe would love for you to sit with them. Could you sit with Joe while I have a Sunday school class I'm going to spend time in? I have a junior church class I have to teach, but Joe knows the ropes. He'll show you around. He's friendly, and he doesn't bite. Amen, if you'd sit with him today. And again, there's plenty of people, but before you get them here and then get all shook, you should talk to somebody. Say, hey, can my friend sit with you? Amen. How many of you wouldn't mind if somebody asked you to have somebody sit with you in the auditorium? All right, there's plenty of hands, so look around and see your friends. All right, and that you'll be nice to them. How many have promised not to bite? Okay, all right, so that's good. Amen. We've had sickness going around. All right, let's go to the next slide, all right? And we'll try to hurry through this. Pack a Pew Sunday. Now, Pack a Pew Sunday is majorly, most people have no idea what this is. I grew up on Pack a Pew Sunday, all right? And the idea for Pack a Pew Sunday is to pack a pew. Okay, and so sit on the ones that are shortest on the sides, and then you can pack them right now. So the idea is just to get the most that you can and enjoy. So again, this invitation, get the people that you invite on Roundup Sunday to come back. Tell people, it's a good way you can get excited and say, hey man, I'm trying to pack a pew on Sunday. Will you be my visitor? You help me come. Can you come and be on the, you got to be here. Did you understand that? Not really. Okay, So you want to beg them because you need to win. Now, we're going to have a couple things for our people, and this is what we want to do. The person with the most visitors, again, I'll let Preacher set how many he wants to, and he'll tell you on Roundup Sunday. But we're going to get a couple saddlebags for Pack a Pew and for Pony Express Sunday. And the people, our people that have invited and have the most visitors here for those days, those saddlebags will be hanging up here for each day. And everything in the saddlebag, including a prize for you and every one of your visitors off the table. We just want to encourage you to have some incentive to go out and tell people about Jesus. Is it not what we ought to do anyway? Amen, but it's good, and I know when I grew up, it was a lot easier. Some people, when I ask them to come to Pack a Pew Sunday, because we're trying to pack a pew, they can get on board with that, and they say, okay, I'll come for you this time, then just saying, will you come to church and hear about Jesus with me? Some of them, I've done the church thing, but most of them haven't done the Pack a Pew thing. You don't know what goes on at our church. We're packing a pew, man, you know. And maybe, I don't know why they'll come or what the idea will be, but many of you have friends that for some small gimmick would come and be your visitor and come to church if you just invite them. And this is what this week, again, same thing, flip it over, guys, same welcome card for this day. And then we're moving on to the next one, Pony Express. Now, this one is when it gets interesting. Something that we wanted to do, and Pastor let me do this. And so we went old school, and we're going to go new school on you, all right? So these will be set up so that you can lick and stick a stamp on them and send it out to your friends. So you can invite, but somebody maybe that told you no before on one of the other Sundays and wouldn't come, or told you they wouldn't, they didn't show up, mail them a Pony Express card. Amen. Get it through the mail. Maybe they'll get the hint of what Pony Express is, all right? It's Western. And then also on our website, something that we've really not utilized. We live in a day of digital age, all right? And many of you people are much more techie than I are. And what we want to do is every one of these that you see here are going to be put onto our church website and on the banner page for the campaign. And you'll be able to go on your social media. When you normally veg out and sit at home at night, you will be able to be making invitations to your friends. And some of you have hundreds of friends on Facebook and on all the other things that I don't know about. But all the other things that that we could say that you have friends and you can send things, then you'll be able to take that link and send that to them for each Sunday. You'll be able to send them, invite them to church. You'll be able to post it up on your site. You'll be able to put it on and use your digital side of your life for more than just telling everybody what you had for breakfast. You can tell them about your church and about the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can do it in a good designed way. Let's go ahead and click to the next slide. Chuck Wagon, this is the one that most Baptists will get involved for. All right. This is fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans. Maybe even some, maybe corn if we can get somebody on board with it. But this is just simply inviting people, say, hey, come and have a meal with me and the pastor. My pastor's going to be there. I want you to know him. And I know you might not get to sit and meet him, but this Sunday's going to be special because my preacher's going to be in there and he's going to eat with us. Would you come and be my guest? Now, one of the things that a lot of this is going to be going on the bus side of it as well, and I'll kind of wrap it up when I get to the end. This is majorly for adults in auditorium. And so this is going to be majorly for adults. A family that visits can come. If their kids come on the bus and there's an adult here, they can go to the meal and we will make sure that they get home. All right. We want them to be here and we want them to do that. But if there's not someone that's an adult, we're not going to let the bus kids make their way over there. Okay. So their parents or an adult has to be here. So I'll kind of wrap all that up later. But you know, folks, again, a chicken dinner may not be much to you, but you may know somebody that would attend the church and just have a meal with you. Hey, the church is putting on a big feed. We're calling it Chuck Wagon Sunday. Will you be my guest and come with me? We're going to eat after church, and it'll be a good time. My preacher's going to be there. I want you to meet him. He's going to be at the meal. Would you come with me? And this is one of the easiest ways I found. A lot of churches are calling this open house today. And they have a big time where they invite people and they have time and they try to meet the pastor, get personal with them. If nothing else, listen, this is a great way for people that may be holdouts on church or, again, may just be hungry to come and get an opportunity to hear about Jesus. This doesn't just have to be your friend, folks. This can be somebody that you know is in need and would come with you to church. Amen. And they may need more than food. They may need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to click on down to one of my favorite Sundays. I don't know how we threw this one into the Western theme, but we did. Amen. It's right around Veterans Day, and we want, again, we want to honor our veterans, and we are on the Tuesday of our Bible conference. This is the Sunday just before our Bible conference. And again, who doesn't love America? Amen. All right. And so there's plenty of people that we can invite that love America, and we, listen, if they love America, it won't be hard for them to love us once they get here, because we talk about loving America all the time, don't we? Our preacher doesn't mind preaching against people that don't love it. Amen. And so it won't take them long to know, and especially on a God Bless America Sunday, I can say that I don't think he's going to steer too far from that one, okay? And so just let me say, you know, he's going to be in rare form and loving our country, and I believe that it'd be a great Sunday. If you know people that love the red, white, and blue, but they're not in church, they love the great, they would even say, I live for God and country, but they don't know who the God of America truly is. And they ought to be in church. And so it's a great way to get them here, invite them here. And then I'm hoping that some of those people, especially veterans, some of you men, I know that some of you may be able, you know, on that 12th, we're having a big day during our Bible conference. We're going to honor our veterans. We have gifts prepared for them. We've got some real things that I'm hoping our day school is going to sing and do all the music for that Tuesday of our Bible conference. It's all going to be patriotic music. It's going to be a big deal for us. Amen. We're going to have all those parents here in the meeting, and we're just going to honor our veterans because I think it's good for us not only to, as a church, do what we ought to do and honor our veterans, but it's good for us to teach our children to do that. Amen. It's good for us to teach our day school children to honor our veterans. All right, so God Bless America Sunday. And then the one that's going to kind of wrap the whole thing up is Cowboy Carnival Sunday. Brother Walker, how many of you remember when Brother Walker was here before? He had his miniature horse, trick horse, what is it, Dixie? Or is that the dog? Oh, that's the dog. Was it? Champ is the horse. That's right. Amen. They lost Dixie, so they didn't lose the horse. All right, so but they got Dixie back. So Cowboy Carnival Sunday, just for the in short, let me say this. It is a smaller version of Anniversary Sunday. It's got, but everything's Western. All the kind of shoots and games, it's going to be big for our buses. It'll be a big day. But one of the things that everything will be building. So we've talked majorly about adults. I handed out some money, and it's not money. Please don't try to spend this at the Circle K when you leave here. Somebody have a dollar because I don't know where I stuck mine. Give me your money. Okay, here we go. All right, you could have gave me the real green. I would have held that up too. Okay, so, so this is our Bible buck, and if you able to get one, you see there's a blank on it. The way we're going to keep this straight so that our bus kids and our personal children that are going to participate in this is there when we give these out or they redeem it, we're going to write their name on it. That way no other child can spend it. They're going to, you know, if it's been scratched through, we need to switch it out with them or say, sorry about that, that's been voided. But when they bring a visitor, a child visitor, they're going to get one of these, okay, every time. If they're a drive-in child, the gift table is where everything will be redeemed, and all of these, they'll need to bring their child visitor slip just like our adults and return them. If they bring an adult, we're going to give them two of these. All right, now you say, well, what are these worth? Nothing really. Okay, so, okay, sometimes it could, there was a time I thought that the American dollar might be worth that much. But anyway, so praise the Lord that it's not, and that they can take and redeem these at Cowboy Carnival. The reason we're talking about it is Cowboy Carnival, we're going to have a table. So a child that brings visitors throughout the campaign, does some things right, maybe a Sunday school teacher is going to have these to be able to give these Bible bucks out. They're going to be able to pass these out on bus routes and do different things. So the bus will do this on the bus route with their visitors. The driving kids will do it at the gift table. They'll come into the auditorium and redeem their visitor cards for this, and they will save them until Cowboy Carnival. There will be a table full of candy, full of different items that we purchase, and maybe some things that you'll bring in when we ask for it, hint, hint. And so other things that will be on the table, and they'll be able to buy things, and we'll kind of try to price it out according to how many of these we've printed. Amen. Inflation. So all those things. Amen. And so we'll make sure that we can get our dollars spent. And so again, it's just showing them that they've earned something and can get it. Some of the things. So incentive. Before I dive into the Bible question wise, let me just say this: it's a great opportunity for you to invite people to church. It just gives you incentives at the table. A book. You say, "Oh, I could buy the book." Yeah, you could. But wouldn't it be better to get it for doing something for the Lord? To have earned it that way. Joy sang about crowns, amen? And I, you know, I don't, a book is not something I would rather redeem my, you know, my work on earth for the Lord. I'd rather redeem it in heaven, but there's nothing wrong with getting a book that's going to help me grow. One of the things that Brother Bob is, I think, going to do for us is he's going to be printing. How many of you have heard Pastor speak many times about the book that he got from the Library of Congress? He's held it and talked about it several times. We're going to print some of them and make them available on the back table. They will be in a limited quantity, all right? And so it will be something, if you thought about when he had that book and he talked about it, I would like to have that book. This is your opportunity. And all you got to do is invite someone and get a visitor here. Go to the table and redeem it. There'll be other great things there and other books and music CDs. And so please, please, please invest yourself in it, all right? There'll be time if you have questions. Again, all these things up here in the left corner. And this Sunday morning, you'll see we're going to have it all laid out. We're going to call it the invitation station. It will be decorated like a train stop. And what we want you to do, there'll be tracks. All these invitations for all the weeks will be over there. So again, what we want you to do is pick up a bulletin. And what's going to happen is we're going to put 3 to 4 invitation cards in a bulletin. And we're going to encourage everybody to get a bulletin and make sure that you put those out before you come back to church the next time, that you've made at least that many invitations. But some of you, like me, I'm going to want to make more than that. I'm going to want to put more invitations out than that. But we want just everybody to have some in their hand in case they'd forget to pick them up on the way out. They got them with them right in the bulletin. Others of us that will need more, that we can go over to the invitation station. Maybe you want to start mailing your Pony Express ones early, and you want to get them. They're going to be there Sunday for you to pick up, to be able to get them addressed and mail them out. It's just a way for us to invite people to come and hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, for them to be under the sound of the voice of the preacher and the Word of God, and fall under conviction, just like I did, just like many of you did, and got saved, walked an aisle and got saved, amen? And what better place could they come and get saved, amen, on planet Earth and join a good, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, devil-hating, and with a preacher who is a ninja preacher, and just cut through all the mess of this world, amen, every week dealing with the problems of the world. I don't know of any other preacher that gets in the pulpit and just hits the liberal media and the world right in the face every week, just right where we are, and then dives into the Word of God and gives a clear message of Jesus Christ every week. Every week. And again, so there's sometimes you ever been to you've been at a place where you cross your fingers and you invited somebody to come to church and you cross your fingers and beg and hope that the preacher will preach about Jesus. This isn't that place, folks. Amen. All right. So if you get them here, I promise you for those next 6 weeks that you get them here, there's going to be a man of God that stands behind the pulpit and delivers the goods about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then the person, just like you did, under their own free will choose whether they want to be saved or not. Amen. And then, again, and if you can get them back another week and they didn't get it the first time, we'll give them a good second dose. Amen. So, Luke 14, all right, I got all of 10 minutes, all right? Luke 14, I just want to kind of encourage you just a little bit about this invitational campaign. If you guys would put that thing up for me. All right, Luke 14, the Lord is speaking, and he has had some things to say to some men here, and we're going to have to dive in and cut a little bit of what I did out because it took so long trying to explain it. I hope it is clear as mud for you, and if you have any questions, you can see Brother Bert after the service, and he'll explain everything. No, I'd be happy to talk with you about it. We want you to understand and be on board with the invitations. Now look at it with me in Luke chapter 14 and verse 15. And it says, "And when one of them sat at meat with him, heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many." Now this is the Lord Jesus, and he's kind of going to tell a story. Now I want you to make sure you understand, I don't have time to go back and give context on everything that happened, but you can understand just in the context of verse 15, this guy was trying to bait Jesus a little bit. He was kind of, he wasn't saying this because he really thought the person would be blessed. Okay, he was saying this to kind of poke and prod like many do, kind of be smart alecky. And so Jesus answers him with this and kind of gives him something that I believe will apply well for what we're going to do. And I want you to see that tonight, all right? So in verse 16, he said unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many, all right? So that bade means, anybody want to take a guess at what bade means in the 1828 dictionary? To invite, okay? How did you guess? All right, so verse 17, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought five yoke of oxen, and I must prove them. And these first two are pretty good excuses. I'm not about, and then he says, I pray thee, have me excused. And then verse 20, and another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Amen. Now that may be a legitimate excuse. All right, now. I'm sorry. Anyway, so, but you know what's going to happen, and every one of us, the first thing Jesus says that he sends out his servants here in this story, and he's given, and he says, look, there was a great supper planned. We're going to have Chuck Wagon Sunday, and every come and dine we sing, the master calleth, and we're talking about, come on down, the word of God's good, Jesus is good, come and have some of what everyone else, we ought to be telling them every week about how good he is, but we invite people to come and have what we got when we got saved. This is good. We want you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We want you to get saved, get in on the things that we're telling people about. But when we give an invitation, they're without a doubt, especially some of these people. These are people and means. I bought a piece of ground, and I bought some oxen. Sometimes the people that we walk around and talk with, people that we know, maybe people that we think, man, we ought to go after them because they need Jesus and they're people of influence. You know, some of those people are going to make excuse. and make excuse. But our job is not, our job, sometimes we get broken that people make excuses about not coming to church. Our job is to invite them. This is another great opportunity. You say, why would we do this? Brother Parson, look at all the expense of all that we spent on all these cards and the printing and the methodical things that people had to go through to even get it to this point. And now we're going to put it into practice. Couldn't we just take the tracks that we already have and invite them? That's what we do already. Yes, we could, but some people have already told you no and made excuses. This is another opportunity for you to go to people that you know are lost and on their way to hell and say, could you come with me? Make them make one more excuse. Because one day, that excuse is going to be the last excuse that they'll ever make. And they're going to bust hell wide open when they had invitation after invitation after invitation to come to church. There are people in my family that I made invitation after invitation after invitation. And finally, some of them, when I least expected it, because I was faithful. When my heart really wasn't in anymore and I did it out of duty, sometimes God was still faithful to work and to be in the heart of someone. Listen, can I just say, you're going to be faced with excuses, but don't let that deter you. Continue on. In the chapter here, it's for us. I want you to show you something. Sometimes our tendency is to get in the flesh after people tell us no, or they make an excuse. And we know if they really want to come, that they could be here, but that's not our job. We're the servants. We're the ones baiting them to come in. The one that is going to build up wrath, the one that's going to get mad, the one that's going to keep up for judgment, that's the master. Look at the scripture with me. It says in verse 21, so that the servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house became angry. Being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Can I just tell you today, I wanted to bring this to your attention. My preacher, sometimes when I stand on the pulpit up at the front here desk with him right before the service, and he looks out and there's open places. You know, he remembers a day when this place had more people in it than we do today. And we're still doing all right, okay? You know, there's a lot of churches that like to look back at the board and see that they had 300 people on the buses. There's a lot of places that'd like to see the number that we have for Sunday school on the board. But there's still a man of God in the pulpit that remembers days that we were putting out more invitations and we were having more people come. And he's not satisfied. He's not, you may think that he's getting comfortable in his older age. Now, I didn't say that. That's what you're thinking. I don't believe that. All right. You may think that he's getting comfortable right where he is and he's fine, but he's not satisfied. He wants to see people come and get saved. He serves a master that wants to see the place full. And what's happened is, you know, we live in a day and age at Haines City. It's starting to flourish again. Davenport and all kinds of places around it, building all kinds of houses, have more opportunity, more people than have ever lived in it within a couple miles of this place. And we have less than we used to have. It's because, and again, it's not because the gospel doesn't work. It's the power of God unto salvation. It's not because the buses don't work. It's not because Sunday school don't work. It isn't because preaching don't work. It isn't because all the other ministries like the radio and, I mean, the numbers of things that we could go through don't work. It's because we don't work like we used to. The person that we look in the mirror every day, you know as well as I do, when you were, you know, and you, we can blame it on age. We could blame it on time. We could blame it on the generation. We can blame it on everything. But if we would just be honest and blame it on me, blame it on you. Take it on yourself and say, hey, during this campaign, I'm going to commit to you, Lord. I'm going to put out this many invitations. And then maybe you look in the mirror and go, I can do more. I'll do one more than I did last week. I'll do one more than I did last week. I'll put one more. Listen, you know, God, he's not expecting. He doesn't want you to get mad. You ought to, with a clear conscience, be able to give out all your invitations and let God see what God will do with it. Now, you ought to follow up and pray. You ought to tell them, hey, I'll come get you if you need a ride. But this type of people, you know, the first people made excuses. They were people of means. They're probably getting out on the water. They got their boat. They're going to go fishing. They're going to go do something else. This other group of people, He said, all right, these people told you no. Go back out and do it again. Go get the basest people you can find. Go find somebody on a street corner. Go find somebody pushing a buggy. Go find somebody at the mission and pick them up and bring them to church. Go find somebody anywhere you can get them and get them here and get them in the sound of, under sound of God's voice. Listen, I'm here to tell you, listen, God wants his house filled. He died for the whole world. Not just for the people of means. Not just for the people that maybe you don't mind sitting with. Some of these people may bite. You don't bite, but they may bite. Amen? You may have to say, whoa, okay, sit this far, okay? Two songbooks between us, folks, okay? Amen? They may not smell good, but I guarantee you there's a whole pack of people in Haines City, and some of them that we've had to run out of our buses, that live in our buses, and people that, you know, may want to try to climb up in one of our buildings. You say, oh, that doesn't happen. I'm here to tell you right now, that happens. There's people all around like that. And rather than running them off, let's run them in. Amen? Amen? Run them right into the place. You say, they're going to smell, brother. There's some people, you know, there's some people on the mission field today that were incarcerated, that we reached for the gospel because we decided to send invitations to them to study the Bible. And they fell in love with God's word. They got saved and they came to this place and God changed them. They went to Bible college and they're on the mission field today. And they were some of these people. They were some of the basest people. See, there's going to be a bunch of people make excuses. But then there's a bunch of these people that I see that they're not maybe likable to us. Not people that we like to approach. People that we know if we asked them, they would come and eat a piece of chicken. But we don't want to ask them because we know they're going to say yes. Those are the people we need to ask. That's what he says. Ask all the people you know. People you know need to be saved. People that are in your life. And when they tell you no, go find people that won't say no. And get them here. Get them under the sound of God's voice. Get them saved. And then when we look around and we go, there is still room. God has another command. The meal is set. Go out and get some more. Look at it with me. He goes on. He doesn't just quit. It's not, oh, well, there's still a little bit of room. We can make do with that, right? No. In verse 22, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full. Can I just say this tonight? Even today, with the college and the high school, we went not even a couple miles from this building. We went to Rhonda Ridge and what's the other one? Chandler Ridge, a few streets around there, not just barely on the other side of 27. Seven people got saved that I know about, and I believe more got saved, okay? Just in a couple, like an hour and a half of soul winning, telling people about Jesus, trying to witness to them. And those people, undoubtedly, some of those young people will want to get on the bus and ride here. Some of them, if we went back and we had good people that went and made an invitation, we really would like for you to be a part of our church and to come and see some things there. Maybe for our big roundup Sunday. Boy, it's different than every other Sunday. We can just like, well, Western, come on and see us. Maybe pack a few, whatever it is, following up. But on Thursday nights, that's kind of what we do on Thursday night. I mean, listen, it's great. It's exciting. Can I just say, it's woohoo when you get to win somebody. It's not so exciting sometimes when you go back and try to get them in church. When that person makes excuses. When that person tells you, I can't do it. I work on this day. Well, we got church on Wednesday night. You keep talking and trying to get them back. And you be faithful to go back after them. Because listen, you know, this place, the greatest thing that happened to me began with salvation. It didn't stop there. I got saved in a local church. I got born again. Then I got taught how I ought to be. And then because I got taught how to be, my father-in-law didn't say no when I asked my wife to marry me. Because I grew up in a local church in the same youth group as she did. And he said, he's rough around the edges. Amen. It'll take you a few years to knock them off, but it'll be all right. And he let me marry her. Listen, I got saved. I got baptized in the local church. I got married in the local church. I have raised my children in the local church. Listen, Jesus Christ has more for us than salvation. And so many times, just like Thursday night, you say, well, I don't know how to follow up. Well, come and get a card. It's got an address on it. And it's another invitation. I saw you got saved. And you loved the Lord. And you accepted him as your Savior. Won't you come and be my guest? It's like picking low-hanging fruit, people. Somebody already got saved, amen. I don't know who to ask. I've invited everybody. Come on Thursday night and we'll give you cards and you can go find some people that receive Christ. Hey, I saw you invited. You came and you got saved and I can't read the person's name, but maybe you do remember who they were. No, you don't remember. That's okay. It don't matter. You be my guest. You come and sit with me. We got Pack a Pew Sunday. Now listen, it could be a lucrative deal for us. I hear they're going to give away a big, you know, like saddlebag full of stuff. There could be money in it. I don't know. I don't think so, but it could be, you know. It could be printed money that they're doing, you know. I don't know, you know. But there's going to be a saddlebag. And listen, I'll share it with you if you come, you know. Now, you don't have to be weird like that. That's what I do, okay? Now, but you can go and say, look, I really want to win this. And look, you're going to get a nice gift off the bat. Would you be my guest and help me pack the pew? You've never been to a pack a pew? It's fun. I mean, you get pack as many people as you can on the same time pew. You sit there and sweat through the church service. Not at Landmark. Anyway, so, amen. Amen. Thank God. But you know, some people make excuses. Some people will accept your invitation, but you won't ask them because they're not the sort that you want to sit with or the sort that you want to approach. But then there's a whole nother group of people. And again, they're not just a mile or two outside of town. They live out in the brush. You know, it's funny to me how many people live when you just start going out 20 minutes that drive to our church. And a lot of you live 20 or 25 minutes away from here. And you live in the highway and the hedges. And we don't often take the college bus there because they got to walk half a mile between every door. But you live out there and you know them people. And maybe you haven't seen them or you know who lives up there and the family that has that place. Maybe you ought to take that and compel them. Hey, halfway through this thing, it still ain't full. I'm going to go get somebody out in highway and hedges. I'm going to drive farther than I've ever driven. I'm going to go down some back road. I told you this last year. I'm going to end with this, but I just want you to... My daughter and I, we got excited about Anniversary Sunday, and we wanted to see our bus grow, and we went and knocked doors, and we went out Lake Lowry Road. And many of you have been out there, but that road is the crookedest road there ever was. And we went out there, and it goes out in the middle of nowhere. You're on that road for 20 minutes, you know? So we were out there, and we went down this back road that went up to about six trailers, and when we had knocked all six trailers, there was a gate, and it happened to be open, and there was one more back there. And we walked back there. I made Gracie get back in the car because the way the man was dressed. Amen. But she gave him an invitation, went and got in the car. But you know, he was surprised. And he said, you know, I've lived here 30 years and no one's ever knocked my door. And again, that's not miles and miles away from the church. Probably only about five or six maybe from the church. But it's way off the beaten path. It's up in the hedges. Said, I used to be Baptist. I used to go to a Baptist church. I listened to your radio station all the time, but no one's ever made their way out here up to my house. I said, well, I want to give you an invitation. Why don't you come sit with me? I'm the assistant pastor at the church. I'd love for you to be my guest. Would you come with me? He's not come, but guess where I'm going back with the first invitation? Hey, this is something we all know we ought to do. And as a church, we could get in one accord and of one mind to bring lost people to church. Even round up some that got out of the way that maybe are saved that need to be back in church. If we got a mind to do it. If we got excited together. You know, sometimes we'll challenge each other in a game, even in volleyball. And sometimes you guys will talk stuff back and forth. Sometimes if you come to the bus lot when we're having a contest, you know, like Brother Weeby knocked me down the other day. All right, you all pray for him. All right, so pray for me. I just want to say, listen, it's good sometimes to have encouraging things. It's good to have a pack of pew Sunday and, you know, somebody that you always sit in front of and go, I'm going to have more people than you are next week. And have a good time with it. It's good to do that. Every once in a while, it's good to do that. It's good for the right reasons. Listen, I want to encourage you tonight. If God spoke to your heart, we're not going to have an invitation. But, I mean, listen, I'm going to pray. Would you bow your head with me and stand to your feet? Would you make a commitment to God? Maybe just two or three a week. Maybe you want to go higher in 10. Maybe you just want to be faithful and say, God, I'm going to give one invitation every week of the campaign. Just promise God you'll do something and then follow through with it. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I thank you for your many blessings. God, I know these people, these good people. God, I know they love you and they want to give out invitations just like I do. God, help us. God, help us overcome our fear. Help us be faithful. Help us love you, God, enough to just be good witnesses and invite people to come to your house. I pray, God, tonight that God's people would make some commitments tonight and follow through with them. And the fruit of that labor that they would put in would be souls for eternity. Well, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. Choir practice? Choirs, come on.